B-Pod Studios.
Today is Friday.
Fun Friday.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
Yes.
Wake up time!
What is this show?
This is the show.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
Oh, why don't you button up your lip? You got more static than the radio.
What's he like in the morning?
Well, when I'm on the air, I open up completely, really bare my soul.
You do know that you're a crazy person.
Yeah.
This is a radio fantasy camp. We're on the air here.
Come on, it's showtime.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
All right, we did it. We made it to Friday. Good morning, everybody. Brian Bell here. Lauren Beckett Falcone and Hank Morris.
I love a three-day week. It's a great idea.
Yeah, we should do that more.
I know. I feel so, I don't know, capable.
A Friday that feels like a Wednesday is so much better than a Wednesday that feels like a Friday.
Yes, yeah, because you know, you're setting yourself up.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, anyway.
How are you, LB?
I'm good. You know, I was saying, I'm so glad I finished Escape from Dannemora, the Showtime show. I'm just so glad I'm not in jail. That was my takeaway.
I don't know what you have planned this weekend.
Yeah. What's the number one reason?
Oh, it's a great show. Anybody who's missed it, binge watch that this weekend. It's fascinating.
All right, we got some good stuff coming up for you this morning right here. We got, of course, your Men for Maine at 620 and 720. Dirty Laundry at 745. What are we covering, dear view?
What are we covering? Well, you know, I think we're going to be covering a little bit more binge watching stuff.
Okay.
And I also think there's more baby news and then there are people fighting. It's all good stuff.
Excellent. And then we got Weekend at the Morses. We're going to talk about Durgan Park, big news yesterday.
We really do, because that's a big deal. It opened since 1827.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't been there in like 40 years.
You ever had the rolls?
No, I can't remember. Like, I haven't been there in forever, but I want to make a pilgrimage because I got till January 12th.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that. We've got early morning comedy right after 7. Helen Hong, she's playing over at the Laugh Boston. She's actually on one of my kids' shows that we watch, the Thundermans on Nickelodeon.
Oh, God, it's funny.
She's very funny.
She's also been in everything.
Yeah, she's
been
in
like
a lot of
Parks
stuff.
And Rec, Pretty Little Liars, Scream Queens. I mean, a ton of stuff.
That'll
she's
be cool.
Hilarious.
Wild card weekend in the NFL.
I know. We got Football Friday with Zoe at 8:40. We'll see how Zoe's doing. He was off last week. He was down, I think, in Florida, too. We'll see what Zoe does on vacation.
What kind of question are you going to ask him today, LBF?
You know, I have a question in my mind. You'll have to tune in at 7:40. It should be very revealing. Although, when I asked him about what he does naked last time, so that was pretty interesting.
Zoe is you know what's funny? He is a big man. For those who don't know, he's 6'5". And you think quarterbacks, and you see, like, they don't look that big. When you walk by him on the hall, he's a big dude.
Yeah, he's tall. He's definitely reaching the top shelf stuff.
Yes, he is.
All right. Hey, and also, you know what weekend it is?
No.
It's a Yacht Rock
weekend. Oh, yes.
Hand me my captain's hat.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Oh, my God. A legendary restaurant is closing, and I can't believe it. Durgan Park in Faneuil Hall is going to close on January 12th, so hurry up and get there.
Masters of Rudeness.
Well, yeah, that was one of those things that they were known for, like the salty waitresses. But this is an interesting place, actually. It's been around officially since 1827.
Wow.
But it's actually... It dates back to 1742, where the sailors would come in the harbor, and it wasn't called Durgan Park back then, but that was it. And then, you know, I forgot that Faneuil Hall wasn't really a place until the 70s. And that, you know, like it was, you know, that's when it became more of a restaurant-y place, and you could chop and things like that. But I guess the owners are blaming, one manager says that the reason they're closing is because of the minimum wage increase. A restaurant owner says it's because Faneuil Hall has lost traffic. The bartender says it's because the restaurant didn't keep up with trends. Like, they only started serving ciders last year, and their beer program was only updated this year. So there's that. But, you know, good to know that Theodore Roosevelt, Calvin Coolidge, and FDR ate there. And, you know, you talk about the waitresses being so rude. There's a woman, Gina Schertzer, the head waitress who's worked at the restaurant since 1976. She told the Globe, "I thought this place was going to be alive longer than I'd be alive." She's 76. It employs more than 100 people, and she said that the reason that the waitresses are kind of salty is because Durgan Park served working-class patrons who toiled at third-shift jobs. They would give the staff attitude. The attitude was eventually returned in kind and became a part of the place's charm. She said it was all done in fun. It was never done to offend anybody. I've been there once. I went there
Me
once.
Too.
Yeah, I've been
I've
there,
been
once.
There once. Now, you still have a chance to go and try it out if you haven't.
Right. And they're known for, like, you know, their pot roast, I guess.
And, like, beans and cod. I just don't feel the need to go out for beans and cod. Really. I feel like it's more of like a tourist thing now.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
And,
I guess,
you know,
it's not quite enough.
About the Faneuil Hall traffic, there are so many other places to go now. The Seaport District,
Seaport's
the South
booming.
End, the North End. You know, you've got the Rose Kennedy Greenway. Just Boston is so big now. These restaurants, I don't know. But go see it.
I hope somebody steps up to try and save it and buy
they can't.
It.
Yeah, you know, they could.
That's what they're hoping for. Yeah.
And they're hoping until what, January 12th?
Yeah. Save any money this year? You're going to go buy it?
I want to go.
Yeah, I wonder, do too. I actually really do want to go one last time.
If all not, right. I'll try and get some of the memorabilia at Goodwill.
All right, well, if you want some good news, I did see that the Foxy Lady in Providence is open again.
Oh, good. So, good. Oh. Congratulations.
Not every legendary place is shutting down.
Those ladies aren't rude.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
80s and more, 105.7 WROR. And it is a Yacht Rock weekend. We're just ahead of another Yacht Rock tune.
Oh, I'm very excited.
But, you know, I came in, I was all excited because I have not been snowboarding in a couple of years. You know, kids' sports now, it kind of gets in the way of the weekends. And so I'm going away with some friends this weekend, and I'm going to go snowboarding tomorrow for the first time in probably 3 or 4 years.
Where are you going to go?
Up to Waterville.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Where's the nearest emergency room or
Spear Memorial in Plymouth?
Okay, thank you.
Just I think I'll
have
be
that
all
on
right.
speed dial.
I had to take
you think?
My,
yes, I do.
I had to take my daughter there because she broke her arm snowboarding at Waterville Valley.
Yeah, she's trying to jinx me.
No, not at all. Are you gonna
like
take
you
it
are.
Slow though, right? Because
yeah, it's not like I'm gonna go try to do like jumps
or
stuff.
Okay, you're just gonna little
man's got to know his limitations.
The bunny hill?
I can do a little more than the bunny hill. I mean,
well,
I've been doing it for a long time.
You injured yourself sleeping, so I don't think that I'm being cruel here. I'm being realistic.
Well, I did injure myself sleeping.
Yes.
But to my defense, you know, I slept in a funny way and my knee bent backwards
yeah.
and ever like 3 weeks ago. And ever since then, it's been clicking.
Uh-huh.
And
you hyperextended it.
And,
right?
and hurting very, very much.
Oh, your knee's never been the wrong way in snow sports. You'll be fine.
Yeah, that should be good. Well, you're all strapped to the board. Should be
yeah,
good.
You're strapped
it's
to the board.
Just like riding a bike.
And you're safe. You're gonna, you wear a helmet and all that stuff.
I think, yes. I was thinking of you as I was getting out all my gear. And I'm like, oh, here's my helmet. This, LBF should just wear this every day.
This is good news, though. Snowboarding is less deadly than skiing.
Yeah, because skiers just want to go fast.
Yeah,
those
I
guys
know.
Are crazy.
Snowboarders are more likely to suffer ankle and head injuries, though, but
ankle.
Less likely to be killed.
Yeah.
Right, wow. This is why I don't participate in any winter sports, because my fear of injury and head.
But you get to wear a helmet.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know. I think that strapping yourself to a board and then going downhill on icy snow seems ludicrous at this juncture of my life. But good luck
but
to you.
But you've never done it. Thanks.
I skied.
Yeah, whatever.
Very briefly. I was like, this is awful.
I'll be fine.
603-536-1120. That's the number to Spear Memorial Hospital.
Okay.
Thanks. I'll just dial 911, but I appreciate that.
Thanks, Hank.
Appreciate your concern.
Oh, well.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
With Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Weekdays.
80s and more.
All day
and night.
105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm so excited because Helen Hong is live and in studio.
Yes.
And she is hilarious, and she's going to be at Laugh Boston tonight. One show tonight and two shows tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And I know that Brian Bell's children are very excited because you're having a brush with fame right
now.
Well,
it's really funny because you're like, oh, I love you on, you know,
Wait, Don't Tell Me.
And I'm like, I love you on Nickelodeon.
And I'm like, who am I even? I do all the jobs.
Yeah, no,
all the rando jobs. What else?
My 5 and 9-year-old, we watched The Thundermans, and you're Mrs. Wong on that, and it's hilarious and not quite right.
Slightly racist. We can all say it.
In a fun kids way.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to teach them young.
So it's nice to see you. Oh, God.
It is a fun character, so I'm glad that they like it. And it's a great show, so I'm excited. Yeah, but I love that you guys know me in such different
accents. Yes, but that speaks to...
You're like, you don't have an accent.
Yeah.
I know.
I know.
Weird.
Will you
so
do
confused.
The accent? Will you, so people, if they haven't heard it, what it sounds like?
I do the accent. I basically do my mother.
You do?
So I'm like, hello. Yeah. Hate your face. Yeah, see? You guys are...
It's hilarious.
It's instantly hilarious. It's instantly hilarious to kids.
It is.
So that's good.
That's good.
That's how I got the job.
But now you're doing comedy as well. You're funny. And
well, I was doing comedy before any of that.
Yeah.
So I was doing comedy first.
And then you're like, I got to pay some bills.
Yeah.
I should go be a racist character on a kid's show.
It pays so well.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Those checks.
Yeah, wow, right?
Keep them coming.
Was that a major at UMass? You went to UMass.
I did. I went to UMass. Don't ask me when. Yeah. We'll lie.
Okay, good. That's fine.
I went last year. Just graduated.
That's very believable.
I'm Asian. You couldn't tell.
No.
I look great.
Yeah, you do. You have great skin.
Yeah. Like I'm 22. We'll stick with it.
Now, it's the new year. Are you
doing
the New Year's resolution?
No,
thing,
I'm like, why? I'm just trying to get through the day. You want me to pile on homework?
Right.
It's so hard. I had two resolutions, and it's January 3rd. I already broke them both. The first one I broke on January 1st, I was like, I'm going to remember to bring a reusable bag to the grocery store.
Oh,
and then I get there, and I'm like, screw it. I already failed. They're like, did you bring your bag? I'm like, no. Give me the bag. Just charge me the 10 cents. It's sitting right by the door at my house.
It's so true.
And then the second one was I went to go eat Italian food. Actually, around here, what's the Italian
North
neighborhood?
End?
North End.
Yep.
Yeah. I met a friend for Italian, and I was like, no bread. No bread. And then I was good. I got through dinner, and then they were like, how about cannolis? And I was like, okay. What's a cannoli?
It's not really bread. It's like
it's just
tasty.
Bread and sugar and fat.
Yeah, it's much worse than bread. It's all piled together.
Put all the bad stuff on the bread. Then I'll put it in my face.
So close.
That was January 2nd.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? After that, like, who cares?
Take the year off.
Exactly.
I'm done.
So, do you want you to have any other things that you want to do this year? Like we were talking about inspiration boards.
Yeah.
That's LDS.
That's my resolution is to make one so I'll have goals and
how's
be a better person.
How's that coming?
Still nothing.
You just got to buy a bunch of magazines.
Only the four.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
And clip out the pictures that inspire you, like ocean sunsets or whatever, skinny models.
Well, we all make one too.
Yeah. I know. You guys have them for different reasons.
Hey, that's perfect for you. Maxim magazine.
And then I guess you're supposed to also clip out like phrases and words that inspire you. Like, and if you don't find the phrase that inspires you, you can like do the kidnapping thing where you like take different letters from different places. Like, I want to have a husband.
That's fantastic. Yeah. All right, getting on that.
All right, good. We'll have more with Helen Hong. She's at LaughBoston, LaughBoston.com. Or 617-72-LAUGH. She's got a show tonight. Show tomorrow night. We'll have more with her. And we also have Men from Maine coming up in just moments.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus are working in the Bangor Sawmill and Perfume Outlet when we hear...
Squawk!
Oh, what happened?
I cut my ear off.
Oh, no. Well, let me help you go through the sawdust, and we'll see if we can find it. Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Here it is.
No, that's not my ear.
Well, how can you tell?
Because mine had a pencil behind it.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. It's the Lorne and Wally Show. Brian Bell here. Lauren Beckham Falcone and Hank Morris. And we have special guest in studio, Helen Hong. She's at Laugh Boston this weekend. LaughBoston.com or 617-72-LAUGH. Show tonight. Two shows tomorrow night. And, you know, she's also not only just a comedian, but an actress.
Yeah.
And you, we were just talking off air that you've worked with
your hero.
My hero, Patrick Stewart, who a lot of the kids will know him as Professor X.
Oh,
in the X-Men.
Yes, that's
but
right.
I knew him because he was in Star Trek The Next Generation, and that was my favorite show as a kid. And so he was my childhood hero. And then I got to, and then I grew up and became an actor, and I got to work with him.
That's amazing.
And so I was like really nervous to meet him because I was like, please don't be a jerk. Please don't be a jerk. And then he was so not a jerk. Like, he's everything you want him to be. He's like gracious and humble and kind of hot.
Yeah,
that is, that is a nice picture on your phone that you have sitting on the
couch. He's your screensaver.
Don't we look like we should be dating?
I thought you were.
I mean,
you do.
He's happily married to a very nice woman.
Sure he is.
But if they ever are unmarried, I'm like right there.
Does he know
Patrick,
that?
Patrick, you have my number.
Does he know that about you?
I don't know if he knows that. I mean, I was, when I was working with him, I really had to keep it cool.
Yeah.
So I couldn't be like, I love you. I love everything about you. Like, that's when people are like, security.
That would be unprofessional.
This crazy lady is stalking me. But I think I did freak him out because he was like talking about some show that he did in the 60s. And I was like, I've seen it. And he's like, okay. He's like backing away slowly. I was like, I love you. I love you so much.
Oh my God.
Well,
and then the other thing is, at some point he had to say, because you know, they on Star Trek The Next Generation, he's constantly computer.
Yeah.
Computer. And then on the show that I was with, he actually had to say the word computer at one point. He was a computer, and I like fell into the floor. So I was like, oh my God, he said computer. Now if he only would say make it so, like, my life is complete.
You really like Star Trek The Next Generation. Upset.
Like, if I, you can't tell, but I'm wearing a Star Trek uniform right now. I'm wearing a Star Trek TNG onesie underneath my clothes.
Wow.
Autograph. Well, who is
autograph.
This?
Yeah, really.
So I take it you're single.
Yeah, what makes you say that?
Are you on Tinder? Are you like?
I'm so on Tinder. In
you
fact,
are?
If I didn't have to be here today, I would still be in bed with some dude right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I would have been Tinder. I was all planning a Tinder last night, and then I was like, oh, man, I got to get up early to do the Lauren and Wally show. Not that I'm complaining.
No, no, that's fair.
But I just want to let you know that I made sacrifices. To be here.
Well, thank you. We appreciate
your gift.
I could have been tindering my face off.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, nope. Gotta go to bed.
There's always Friday night.
Yeah. There's tonight, tomorrow night. Because you're going to be at Laugh Boston tonight.
Exactly.
Two shows tomorrow night.
You can catch the show and then whatever after
if
the show.
You want
an STD.
If you want to Tinder with me. Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Are people intimidated because you're well known about, you know, approaching you and so?
Oh, gosh. I'm not that well known. Sometimes people are like, who are you? I'm like, oh, you don't need something. But I will say, I don't tell people like my last name, and I don't tell them what I do for a living. Like, I say I'm like a writer or something.
On Tinder?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so they can't Google me. Because now people can really stalk you.
Yes,
know?
They
like,
can.
If they know your last name. If they know my first and last name, it's like an instant Google search. And like a lot of stuff comes up about me because I'm a public figure.
Yeah.
So I'm like, my name is Helen.
Like second grade, you're Helen H.
Right.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Right. But even that, I think people could pick something up. I'd be like, Helen. And what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm a.
I do nails.
I just mumble. Wow. I do nails. Oh, that's so racist.
Oh, my God, Brian.
I know.
I could say it, Brian, not you.
I know. Well, you know what? Because it's so strange talking to one of my kids' favorite actresses on Nickelodeon and hear you talking about Tinder.
I know. I keep my worlds very separate.
You are an interesting person.
Thank you.
I like your safety precautions, too. You know, that's
good. Like I make if I have a Tinder date, I make them come to my hotel because there's security cameras. And I'm like, don't even try to kill me. Because
oh
we have your face on record.
But that's like a pretty good like pickup line. Hey, you want to come to my hotel?
It is. It works pretty much all the time. There's like 100% guarantee.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Yeah. I've learned so much.
Yeah. Wow. I'm not very picky.
All right.
That's great. That's great.
Well, go see Helen Hong this weekend.
I feel like you guys are judging me.
Not at all. I'm
no,
fascinated by you.
Yeah. We're old and married.
You have successful lives.
No, no.
I have daughters in their early 20s. They just texted me. They want to get together with you and learn things.
Oh, God. Go see Helen Hong this weekend. She's at Laugh Boston. Very funny. 617-72-LAUGH. LaughBoston.com. Thank you so much
for
coming in.
It was great
to meet you.
Awesome.
See you at the show.
Have a great time in town.
Yes. Wink, wink. Make good choices. Wink, wink.
All right.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay. Well, I'm very excited because there's interesting news out there. Kevin Hart might host the Oscars.
Oh.
Michael Bolton's back.
Oh, boy.
But first, what do I want on Broadway?
What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want?
I have to go.
I have to go to New York City because I have to go see The Notebook because it's going to be adapted as a Broadway musical.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I don't know. I'm glad they're not remaking it as a movie because I think I think that movie is perfection, and I don't think I'm alone here.
Yes, no, I'm with you there.
But you know, it is good. Come on, everybody loves The Notebook, right?
Never seen it.
You've never seen The Notebook?
No,
I haven't.
Why would I watch The Notebook?
You've never seen The Notebook?
You ever see Slapshot?
No. Oh my. Okay, that's just insane to me. But whatever. Okay, The Notebook is going to go to Broadway. It's going to be a musical. The singer-songwriter Ingrid Michaelson has announced the plans.
Oh, yeah.
She is working with the screenwriter and producer of This Is Us, tearjerker on TV, Brekka Brunstetter, on the project based on the book by Nicholas Sparks, and on the movie was in 2004. Anyway, doesn't say when it's going to hit Broadway. Timeline is unclear, but you can bet that I'm going to be standing in the tickets line, and I'm going to get involved.
I'll be right there with you.
You will not.
No, I will not.
Can you watch that movie, please? Like, I feel like it's just you're not.
I don't think so.
Oh, it's so good.
Right, I've been waiting for the musical.
Hey, Kevin Hart might host the Oscars, and this is very interesting to me. Ellen DeGeneres interviewed Kevin Hart on her show.
Yeah.
It was set to air on Monday, but she thinks it's so important that people see it that she's airing it today. And part of the clip that I saw was that she said, you know, she had Kevin sort of talk about the whole controversy about how he was asked to do the Oscars,
right,
and then these tweets and some of his stand-up from years ago was homophobic
and
he didn't apologize. Anyway, she lets him like say his piece uninterrupted.
Yeah.
And then she says, listen, I think you're smart and talented. I want you to host the Oscars. And she called the Academy.
Yeah, she's got some pull. She's
hosting.
Yes,
I know. So she called the Academy and said, I think he should host. And they said, well, we want him to host. We just got to figure it out. There's been miscommunication. So my guess is Kevin Hart is going to be hosting the Oscars.
That's Ellen's a pretty good one to have on your side.
Yeah, especially, you know, I mean, she's considering, you know, she is a gay comedian and she was one of the first people to come out publicly.
Yeah.
And then he, you know, has these history of homophobic things.
She's hosted before. She's got a
right.
Like, yeah, that's great.
So to have
remember
her
that selfie she took. That was a
yes,
good one.
That was a good one. That was a great one.
And was finally, the heyday of selfies.
It was Michael Bolton. I'm
oh,
so excited because you know there's just not enough Michael Bolton in my life.
I think there's
he's
enough.
Going to release. Not only is he going to release a symphonic hits album,
oh,
but
wow,
it's going to he's also going to release his signature fragrance.
Oh.
It's his 50th anniversary of it as an entertainer, and the Symphony of Hits is a new album, February 8th. It features his greatest hits rearranged in a symphonic style. I cannot wait. By the West Australian Full Harmonic Orchestra. I can't even.
What do you think the scent smells like?
I think it smells like
sweaty old long hair.
Time, love, and tenderness.
Desperation.
No. That's what it's called. Time, love, and tenderness. A three-piece fragrance collection for any of your moods. And that is coming out on February 8th.
All right.
So I know you're super psyched about that.
I'm super psyched about that.
If you got that for Christmas, why don't you bring it to the Yankee Swap?
Oh, okay. Good idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there's been some brute in our Yankee Swap. And yeah, the WROR Yankee Swap is back Thursday, January 17th at Skybox 109 Sports Bar and Grill in Natick. Bring those unwanted gifts that you may have gotten. Maybe.
Yeah.
Did you get anything?
Yes.
You might bring?
Yes.
We'll actually bring really good stuff. Like
tickets and gift cards and fun
maybe a
things.
Copy of The Notebook.
Maybe. For you.
Yeah. And then you trade them up for those awesome gifts. Reserve your spot now at WROR.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Oh, boy.
So excited.
Yeah? You got some good ones ready?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, let's meet
our... I know
our...
all the answers, too.
Well, not really fair then, is it? Let's meet our player for today for Grand in 60 Seconds. This is Therese Whitmarsh from Norwood. Good morning, Therese. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
Excellent. Thanks. Now, Therese... all you have to do is answer 10 simple questions in 60 seconds. That sounds easy, right?
No sweat.
Okay. Now, so LBF has 10 questions for you, Therese, and you're going to have 60 seconds to answer all 10 questions. If you're not sure, you can say pass, and we'll come back to the ones you pass. But you don't want to pass too many because you only have the 60 seconds, and you need all 10 correct to win the $1,000 from Century Bank, okay?
Okay.
All right. Is everybody ready to play?
I'm ready.
Therese, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Grand in 60 seconds in 3, 2, 1.
What is 5 times 5?
25.
On what day of the week is the Super Bowl played?
Sunday.
Who plays young Noah in The Notebook?
Pass.
What is a baby cat called?
Kitten.
True or false, during World War II, bacon was used for making explosives?
False.
In which city was the Bloody Mary cocktail invented?
London.
What country gifted Washington, D.C. with its cherry trees?
France.
Who is the United States Speaker of the House?
Pelosi.
If you had pagonophobia, what would you be afraid of?
Pass.
What was the name of the hotel in The Shining?
Oh, pass.
Who plays young Noah in The Notebook?
Oh!
These were tough. These were tough.
That was very tough.
I haven't watched that in a long time.
Four correct, a couple wrong, a couple passes.
But you know what? You did well. You started off strong.
That was fairly diabolical.
Yes, exactly. I was a little. It was a Friday. I was feeling mean
today.
Who plays young Noah in The Notebook? Ryan Gosling.
Oh, that's
right. It's like one of those things with these. It's like you ask that question and you're like, it's that guy, it's that guy, it's that guy. And you know it's true. Yeah. True or false, during World War II, bacon was used for making explosives. That's true.
Oh, wow. That sounds crazy? Like a delicious bomb.
The Bloody Mary cocktail was invented in Paris. Japan gifted Washington, D.C. with its cherry trees.
I knew that was wrong as soon as I said
it. I hate it when that happens. Pagonophobia, you'll never forget this. You're afraid of beards.
Really?
And the name of the hotel in The Shining is the Overlook Hotel.
Oh.
Don't ever go there.
Yeah, no. Oof.
But you did great.
And she's got a fabulous prize.
You do. You have a fabulous prize. So we don't send anybody away empty-handed. A pair of tickets to see Dead & Company, June 22nd at Gillette Stadium. Tickets are on sale now. For more information and an extra chance to win, visit WROR.com. So congratulations. You did well.
Very good job, Therese.
Thank you so much
for listening, and we appreciate it. Have a great weekend, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, too. Thanks. Now, anybody else, you know, those consolation prizes are pretty good.
I know.
And if you think you have what it takes to play, all you have to do to enter is go to WROR.com, you fill out your entry form, and then we randomly pick players from the online entries, and you could have your chance to win $1,000 from Century Bank.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
80s and more, 105.7 WROR. It's LBF, it's Brian Bell, it's Hank Morris. Hey, you're running late? It doesn't matter because you know what? You're more successful and you're going to live longer. So take that.
God, really?
Take that to the person who says half day when you walk in 5 minutes late. That would be
like
my dad.
Your father, I know.
That's one of my favorites. No, I really get aggravated by late people, and I am habitually on time. But
right.
I'm going to actually probably drop dead sooner. And
right.
This is why. So there's scientific research that if you're chronically late, it's actually a positive indicator about their future. People who are always running late are less stressed out, more zen because they have no feelings, and less
and
concerned.
No sense of time.
And less concerned about deadlines. Yeah. All of that chill leads to lower blood pressure, better cardiovascular health, fewer chances for a stroke, and lower chances of depression. And all those factors lead to a longer, healthier life.
That makes a lot of sense because, like, I have some friends that they were always, like, 45 minutes to an hour late.
Yeah.
So, we we'd start telling them a different start time.
Yep. That's what you got to do with these people.
And I feel like because we're all kind of on-time people.
Yeah.
You know, we really,
our whole
like,
world is about being
and,
on time.
And when you are late and you're an on-time person, it stresses you
out
so much. But the habitually late, they're just like, we'll get there when we get there.
See, I used to be a habitually late person for a lot of different things.
Yep.
And I used to be stressed out to the max because I'm not that good of a multitasker.
Oh, so
so I was always running behind. So I look at it a little differently. Like for a lot of people that are always late, they're always late with a number of different
things. So here's the thing. Late people tend to be more optimistic. They genuinely believe that they can squeeze in their errands, workouts, school pickups, or whatever else before making it to their appointments. People who are never late, they're way less optimistic. And which is because they get really stressed out. And then late people tend to be natural multitaskers, which can indicate they're smart problem solvers.
Or they just don't care.
They also tend to come up with, they come up with solutions faster because they're used to thinking on their feet. Because they have to.
Because they have to.
Because they have to make an excuse why they're an hour late.
Right. They're also liars.
Wow. So, bottom line, if you're habitually late, you'll be late to your own funeral, too.
Yes, exactly.
Great. All right. Thank you. All right. Hey, coming up in about 15 minutes, it's Football Friday with Zoe, Scott Zolak from the Sports Hub. We're going to talk Patriots. We're going to see how he feels about the end of the season. What he, thinks about Wild Card Weekend. Who should the Patriots be playing?
Mm-hmm.
And do you have an uncomfortable question to ask Zoe for up close and way too personal with
Scott
Zolak?
Yes, I do. It's pretty uncomfortable, or it could be.
I know the last one was...
Involved nudity again?
No, I'm not going to repeat myself.
All right, good. All right, 80s and more. 105.7 WROR, and it's Football Friday with Zoe, brought to you by MGM Springfield. This is a first. Let's say good morning to our buddy Scott Zolak from the Sports Hub. Hey, Scott, how are you?
We're back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Hey, congratulations to you and the Sports Hub. You guys will be carrying the Patriots for quite a while now.
Yeah, we're extremely excited about that, just based on the fact there are still a couple years left on the deal, and everybody's happy on both sides, and they said, let's make this thing permanent almost. And the way we feel about it, we're pumped, we're jacked, we're ready to go.
All right. Well, and you have this weekend off because, wild card weekend. So how do you
feel? Hell yeah.
How do you feel about the end of the Patriots season? Nice to end with the Jets.
I feel better. I feel better the way they played the final 2 weeks. I mean, ran the ball 2 weeks prior, 273 yards. Thought Brady was really good in the final game. He looked decisive. Defense is coming on. Philip Dorsett looks like he could step in and help a little bit. Hogan's up and running. And, hey, man, you're off. You get to sit back. They're going to get 4 days off. They're going to be fresh. The team that's coming in is going to win a game, so they're going to deserve to be here.
Yeah.
But they're also going to be a little bit tired from playing a week prior. I like it.
Okay.
I feel pretty good.
Hey, Zoe, what did you think about Gronk? He had two catches. He had that big catch called back. What do you think of how he looked out there?
That's the best he's looked in a while. The catch that got called back broke three tackles. It's as good as he's looked running. He hasn't taken many hits. I don't think there's a lot of physical exertion from the running game to where this guy feels spent. I think he could have one of those switches where when the lights are its brightest, he really turns it on like he did last year. It's kind of what we're all hoping for, right?
Yeah. I was listening to you guys do the game last week, and I was surprised that Brady was in there at the end of the game, frankly. And I heard you say that you thought maybe he was getting Edelman to one of his performance bonuses. Was that true or...
I mean, Julian fell one touchdown shy of it, but I think it was more, and I said it too during the game. They are playing the Jets.
Yeah.
So there's nothing better than beating the Jets and beating them badly, according to Belichick. So he's always got that up his sleeve.
All right, so
I think this too, real quick.
Yeah.
I think Brady, it looked to me, Brady moved better than he did the week prior against the Bills. So I think maybe Brady was healthier, and that's why they're just protected in the week prior.
Or if he had showed up at OTAs, he could have sat out that last quarter, maybe?
Stop it.
So the Pats, a week from Sunday, will either play Houston, Baltimore, or the L.A. Chargers. What's your pick? Who would you rather play?
Houston. Yeah. I want Houston. Yeah, I think they do, too. I just think it's a better matchup. They played them a ton. They know them. They're really good, no doubt about it. But I just think matchup all around. It's still a young quarterback. And something in Houston's head about coming here. They just can't win here.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Sure is weird.
I mean, does Bill O'Brien just kind of get back here and he's like, relaxes a little and just, I don't know. It's like
Billy's a really good coach. I really like Billy. He's taken that team to the playoffs a couple of years. He did it without a quarterback. He finally has one. I think he's building it the right way. They're close, no doubt about it. I mean, anybody he gets going to be good.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're getting a bad team.
No, it's the playoffs. All right. That's good. LBF is just dying to talk to you about.
I am dying to talk to you all the time, but you know, just
yeah,
now. So this is my excuse.
Get to know me more.
Getting
to,
right.
know
Zoe,
like to
get to
know Zoe.
My favorite part of Friday. Okay, so it was just Christmas. You're on vacation. What did you get your wife for Christmas?
Oh God, I got her a nice set of diamond stud earrings.
Oh, you did? Oh wow. My God! This every yeah. week I'm like, what? Well, I just wow. fall in love with you a little bit more.
You didn't get them on company trade.
What do you get? What do you get? What do you get a woman? What do you get a woman that's got everything? It's just. Got a lot, but I mean, I go to Long's. I get all our diamonds at Long's. We've done it with our engagement ring, our wedding rings, everything.
Wow.
Have you ever gotten her something for Christmas or a birthday gift that was so wrong and bad she hated it?
Yep, sweatsuit.
What? When?
Were you guys like binge watching The Sopranos?
I mean, yeah, kind of. We used to have matching sweatsuits all the time.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It's like a Saturday Night Live skit. But I had like. I had Nike and Reebok contracts, and you know, just like kind of order a ton of them and stick one under the tree. It didn't go over too well.
Yeah. Stick with the diamonds. Leave this.
Oh, I got the best story for you ever, though. So I was behind Hugh Millen here my rookie year.
Yeah,
and he was dating Lisa Guerrero.
Oh,
who was Lisa Coles at the time? She was the cheerleading coach.
Uh-huh.
And, he ended up getting her a fax machine for Christmas.
What?
And
what?
I never forget how bad she cried. Like, they almost broke up over it. Like,
oh, my
well,
God.
You need it. You know, it's like the newest, hottest thing, a fax. It was like early 90s.
Wow.
Early 90s, you know? Yeah. He thought he was getting like a new CD player or something.
Oh, my God.
The hottest
fantastic.
New technology item, a fax machine. You know,
they didn't marry, did they?
No. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
No. No, no, no.
I'm just curious, though, because I'm curious about vacations, though. What did you do
for
vacation?
Yeah. Oh, we went down to Florida to see my family and spent quality time with them. Shot up the Vero Beach for 2 days, part of the Disney Club, and dug some holes in the sand. I can relax on the sand.
Yeah.
You know, if I get a beach, I'll sit there. After about 10 minutes... look over and I'll start digging holes. I'll have something like 6 feet deep. Start building sandcastles.
You're like a lab in the backyard.
Do you have a drink of choice on the beach when you're sitting there? Do you just a beer?
Oh, yeah, vodka, man. Tito's. Anything with Tito's. I do Tito's, soda, lemon.
I feel like all of your answers are sponsored.
I mean, I'm a big Coors Light guy, but you know, you gotta worry about the awake 189.
So funny.
All right, good. Good. Do we have to get any more in there?
Yeah, they have 5 great locations.
Okay, good. Good. Hey, it might snow next week. Do you have a snowblower?
I do. I do have a Honda.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Powered by Honda.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Well, Scott, always great catching up with you.
Talk to Carrie. Go talk to Carrie. She's back.
We'll talk to you next week. We'll know who the Pats are going to play. We'll get ready for the next round of the playoffs, all right?
Sounds great. Hopefully this will be sponsored by Long.
So. All right.
All right.
Thanks, Scott. Hey, right. Tune in all weekend.
Guys.
It's a Yacht Rock weekend here at WROR.
Oh, right? Yeah.
I
love Yacht.
All right.
Yeah.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.